你们既然听见了神的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的祭圣灵为祭，因此这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，只等到神之门这圣所他的荣耀叫做称赞。
感谢神的话， We thank God for these words. 刚刚看起来是很长的一段， This is a long passage. 其实里面只有两句，
But this is only two messages.
从第一节到第二节是一句，
First is from first two verse.
从第三到十四是另外一句，
And then the second message is from verse three to the last.
所以刚刚你们读的时候好像很长，
It seems to be very long.
其实只有两句话，
But there is only two messages.
所以我们今天在新年快到的时候，
as we come to a new year，
我们特别来思想一下什么叫做属灵的福气。
I want to think about what are spiritual blessings.
这是跟我们每一个人都有关系的，
because it concerns every one of us.
如果我们看第一节第二节，
if we look at just the first two verse，
他写信给在基督里有忠心的
人， he writes to people who are in Christ, the faithful in Christ.
这忠心刚刚英文读到是表示说蛮有信心的，
To those who have a lot of faith.
你有信心吗？
有，
太好了。
That's very good.
你是圣徒吗？
Are you holy?
Yes.
你说有忠心的人吗？对不对？看到没有，你不是说的圣徒，
To holy people faithful.
你是圣徒吗？
Are you holy people?
是
啊，
是，
应该都是哈，我们要有信心嘛。刚刚问你是不是忠心的，有信心，你们都说是了啊。
I ask you, are you faithful? You say yes.
Yes. Yes. 刚刚说圣徒就是那些有忠心的人。
Because the faithful people are the holy people.
所以你刚刚说忠心 yes 的人都应该是圣徒。
If you are faithful, you are holy.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
感谢主，大家都点头了。
Now you agree.
如果是的话，
If that's true.
今天这一篇信息就是为你们说的。
Then this message is for you.
因为它是写信给这些圣徒们。
Because it is written to the holy people of God.
是蛮有信心的一群人。
Those who are faithful in Christ.
你们都有信心。
If you are faithful,
所以都是圣徒。
Therefore you are holy.
今天所讲的属灵的福气都应该属于你们。
And the spiritual blessing belong to God's holy people.
第二节大家很熟悉。
And then the second part is very clear.
因为保罗在他书信里面重复了至少八遍到九遍。
Because Paul repeats several times in this passage.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父在主耶稣基督里归给你。
May the grace and peace of God be upon you.
原来恩惠平安是因为先有恩惠才有平安。
Because grace and peace come with grace first.
这是神赐给我们最好的东西。
These are the best thing that we have received from God.
然后今天这些话语没有停在那边。
And the word did not stop there.
第三节就是今天的主题。
And the third verse 3 is the theme of the passage.
我们一起再念一下第三节。
Let's read the verse 3 together.
先用中文再用英文。
We do it in Chinese, English, Chinese first and English.
好，我们用中文先。
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上的国样属灵的福气。
Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以你看这节经文的时候，
as we look at this verse,
应该是非常震撼的一件事情。
It should be something that is very moving.
因为这边讲的说要把天上所有的福分，各样福分都赐给我们。
He said, every heavenly blessing will be given to us.
而且，这件是一个值得颂赞的事情。
Something that is really praiseworthy.
所以这件不是一个平常的福气。
This is not ordinary blessing.
这个福气临到我们的时候，
when this blessing comes,
值得大家都颂赞我们的神，居然把那么好的东西给我们。
You will praise him for this extraordinary blessing.
首先，我们先了解一下什么叫福气。
What are these blessings?
其实这个福气跟刚刚说的恩惠平安那个平安是有相关的。
These blessings are very much related to the peace that Paul talked about.
因为这个平安是指的你跟神和好。
Because that peace comes from being reconciled back to God.
你跟边上的人和好。
Be reconciled to the people around you.
你跟世界的环境和好。
You are reconciled to your environment.
一切都在和好的一种云洽之中。
When you are in peace, everything in harmony.
这就是神要赐给我们的东西。
This is what God wants to give to us.
所以这福气的意思。
So that blessing,
就是你心中你所有所想要的最好的东西就在福气。
That everything that you ever wanted is in that blessing.
我们中国人每次过年都希望神给我们福气。
Every time in the Chinese New Year, we look for blessing.
可是我们常常求的福气是我们人要的福气。
We ask for a lot of blessing that we wanted.
神来提醒我们。
But God, He to remind us again.
我们人所要求的福气，不见得是真正的福气。
The blessing that we seek may not be what is really true blessing.
可是神现在说，他要赐给我们天上各样的属灵的福气。
Here, God said He wants us to give us.Heavenly blessing,
而且说神已经给我们
，He has already given to us,
是一个过去现在的完成式
，It's something that has already been given or accomplished.
表示他已经给了我们
，Something we have already received.
把天上所有各样的属灵的福气都已经给了我们
，Now all every kind of spiritual blessing are already been given.
那怎么样得到这些？
How are we to receive?
你觉得有得到这些福气
？Have you received that blessing?
他说已经给我们。
He said it's already been given.
如果你觉得心中还没有得到的话
，If you feel that you have not yet received it,
这是神肯定的，已经给了我们。
God is very definite. It's been given.
所以我们今天每一个人
，I for that every one of us
要想三样事情。
I want you to meditate on three things.
第一是你。如何得到这福气
？First, how are we to receive that spiritual blessing?
既然神说已经给了我们
，Since God said that He already given,
你有得到吗
？Have you received it?
各样
，all kind，
表示说一样的不缺的
，none is not included。
你心中所该想、该要、该有的，都应该都在里面了。
Everything that you long for in your heart should be included。
所以我们今天第一个要想的是如何得到它。
How are we to receive that blessing?
如果你觉得还没有完全得到
，You have not yet received.
第二个是
，Secondly，
这各样和属灵的福气是包括些什么
？What are included in all these blessings?
第三，思想一下，这是确定可以拿到吗
？Third， are we sure that we have it?
所以我们再仔细看一下刚刚的第三节。
Let's go to verse 3。
在基督里。
In Christ,
他赐给我们
is given in Christ.
所以显然在基督里是一个非常重要的一个条件。
To be in Christ is a very important precondition.
所以我们今天要从这些经文来思想一下。
That's why we want to study this verse.
为什么保罗从第三节到十四节是一句话
？Why from verse 3 to 14 is actually one message?
他是好像一口气要告诉我们，从头到尾没有停，就把全部。意思都讲出来。
In one breath, he wants to tell you that clear message.
你有没有跟你的孩子有时候很想把心中所有的事情告诉你的孩子
？Sometimes you have a message you want to in your heart you want to convey to your children.
你会觉得好像时间都不够，你希望把所有最好的跟你孩子讲完了，哎呀，就怕时间不够。
You feel that they may not be enough time for you to get your message across.
保罗当他得到神的启示以后。
When Paul received a revelation from God,
他觉得这个属灵的福气太宝贝了。
He feels that spiritual blessing is so precious.
所以他从第三节到十四节，他一口气没有停过。
That he did not pause from verse 3 to 14.
所以我们今天来好好思想一下。
Let's think deeply about what this message.
可当我们在思想的时候
，As we think about this verse,
我们也要想到主耶稣提醒我一样事情。
You want to remember what God Jesus has reminded us.
他说我们读圣经的时候
，He said, as you study the scripture,
以为这样读了就可以得到永生。
People, they are light in the world.
可是他说这个圣经所有的经文是为了见证主耶稣基督。
He said, all these words of scripture is to witness for
you. 让我们可以借着经文可以认识主耶稣基督。
So through the words of the Bible, we can know Jesus Christ.
他提醒我们
，He reminds us.
可是我们常常
But yet we very often
忘记掉
，we still forget，
以为这些经文只是一个神的道理而已。
We thought it's some sort of teaching from the scripture.
你把经文放在你的头脑里面
，we memorize the scripture，
没有带到你的生命里面
，but it did not infuse into our lives，
没有活出来
，it did not live out that reality。
因此，这些属灵的福气就好像没有得到你。
So that we live as if there's no spiritual blessing。
所以我们今天在往下面听这个神的话语的时候
，as we continue to meditate on these words。
把我们的心打开
，May our heart be open，
让我们看到经文，听到经文，不要只是放在头脑里。
That we not only hear the words into our head，
让这些话语到我们的心中，到我们的灵的深处。
May these words come into our heart, into our spirit，
成为你我心中的一种乐章。
So become a music, a stream of praise，
就像刚刚你们唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the song we today just sing，
从心中唱出来。
A song that we sing from the depth of our heart，
让这些神的话语变成你心中的乐章
，so that these words become the stream of praise，
让这些属灵福气真正变成我们的生命中的福气。
May these spiritual praise indeed become part of our life。
那因此，我们首先思想一下，怎么去得到这些
？How are we to receive these spiritual blessings？
我们现在先低头，我们做个祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray。
我们在天上的父
，Our Heavenly Father，
我们知道我们在生活上有时候一些碰到一些障碍
，In our life we encounter all kind of obstacles。
我们有时候是生活太忙碌了
，Sometimes we are too busy。
我们有时候身体又软弱了
，Our body are weak。
我们有时候生病了
，We are sick。
甚至我们工作有压力
，We are too experience too much pressure from our job。
家庭中也是有些不和谐的问题
，The family conflict。
使得我们把神的话语摆在边上
，So we set the word aside。
这是我求神帮助
，Father, we ask you to help us again。
把这些话语变成我们认识神的唯一的途径。
May your word become the way that we know you。
让这些话语成为我们生命的动力和力量。
May your word become the strength, the motive of our life。
我们这时候求神来帮助我们每一位。
We ask you to help every one of us。
我们若是生活中有压力，身体有软弱的
，as our experience physical weakness and pressure in life。
我们求神变成我们的避难所
，We ask you become our shelter，
让你的话语真是加增我们灵里的力量
，May your word strengthen our inner spirit，
愿主耶稣基督随时在我们患难中变成我们随时的帮助
，May Christ become our constant help，
求神这时候借你话语跟我们说话
，Use your word to speak to us，
让这些话语就成为我们真正属灵的福气领导我们
，And your word become our spiritual blessing。
我们将祷告祈求
We pray all these
是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
It's in Jesus' name
Amen.
Amen
现在我们来看一下第三节看到在基督里
Let's see in Christ
然后在第四节在基督里拣选我们
In Christ he has chosen us
第五第六节在他爱子里
And for verse 5 and 6 in his beloved son
也是在基督里
is also in Christ
在第七节
and verse 7
你没有看到在基督里
do you see in Christ
其实它的原文
in the original language
假设我把这句话重新翻一遍
if I to translate again
他是说我们在基督里
he said in him we have redemption
得蒙救赎
redemption
是借着这爱子的血
is through his blood
过犯得以赦免
The forgiveness of sin
乃是照他丰盛的恩典
In accordance with the riches of God
所以第七节也有在基督里
Even in verse 8 it says in him
所以我们再听一遍啊第七节是说我们在基督里得蒙救赎是借着爱子的血过犯得以赦免
In verse 7, it says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
啊，是的，所以第七节有在基督里。我们现在到第十节。
And then at verse 10,
在基督里同归于一。
To have unity under Christ.
第十二节在基督里。
In Christ, in verse 12.
十一节在他里面在基督里
In verse 11 he said in Christ in his word
所以你看在基督里充满了这些经节。
You can see that in Christ he is in every verse.
所以保罗在从第三节讲到十四节，他一口气下来，中间包括了至少八个到九个。
Eight times he mentioned in Christ.
所以如何得到属灵的福气？
How are we to receive that spiritual blessing?
在基督里是一个关键的一个条件。
In Christ is a crucial link.
所以我们信主，
When you believe,
不只是说哇神高高在上，
the God that stands a rule in heaven.
你说我的主我的神啊，
You say my Lord and my God.
或者你遵守他的命令，
I want to obey your command.
或者是你把他当作一个榜样去学习。
Or maybe you treat him as some example for you to follow.
甚至你感谢他，
Maybe you are even very grateful to him.
这些都很重要。
These are all important.
可是最重要，
But the most important thing,
当我们信主的时候，
When you believe in the Lord,
当我们在他里面安息的时候，
When you are in a rest in him,
当我们真正忠心相信他的时候，
When you truly believe him,
他把我们放在基督里，
He put us in Christ.
你知道这是跟别的宗教完全不一样的。
This is something very different from every other religion.
别的宗教跟你说要做什么做什么做什么，
Other religions tell you how to do this and that.
都做不到，
Something nobody can achieve.
可是基督徒，
But Christ for Christians,
当你相信神的时候，
The moment you believe,
当你称他为主的时候，
When you proclaim him as your Lord,
他就把你放在基督里。
God put you in Christ.
不是因为我们可以做到什么，
Not some anything that we can have done ourselves.
是因为在基督里，所以我们得到各样的属灵的福分。
And because he put us in Christ, we can receive that spiritual blessing.
等一会你就知道，原来基督徒是这样成为基督徒的。
We are in Christ, that's why we are Christians.
跟别的宗教跟别的哲学是完全不一样的。
That's very different from any other religion or philosophy.
那你说在基督里是什么意思？
So what does it mean to be in Christ?
第一个重点，
For the first one,
你跟主联合起来。
That means you are united with God.
这个联合不只是碰在一起。
That union is not just touching.
这个联合表示说你跟他是一个生命的衔接。
There is a fusion of life.
也是一个肢体的衔接。
A member come together.
有机体的融在一起。
A body that come together.
非常亲密的融在一起。
A very intimate union.
所以经文里面跟我们说，
That's why the Bible teaches us,
当我们受洗，
When we baptize,
表示说你愿意当基督徒。
When you decide to become a Christian,
你是归于他的死。
You are baptized unto his death,
是跟他的死连接。
You are united with him in death.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
表示说你因为跟神你相信他，
Because of your faith, you believe in him,
你把我们的罪都愿意在神的面前定死掉。
You put all your sin to death in God.
因为你跟神的连接，
Because of your union with him,
在基督里，
In Christ,
我们里面的罪性会一点一点被圣灵致死。
Our sin nature are being put to death.
可是神还没有停在那里。
But God did not stop there.
这个联合的意思还有另外一个更重要的意思。
There is another even further important meaning in that union.
是与主耶稣的死里复活的身连在一起。
We are united with the resurrected body of Christ.
哇，这太宝贝了。
This is amazing.
因为他不只是来把我们的罪致死，
Not only does he put to death our sin,
他要我们借着他的死里复活，
That through the resurrection,
联合，
We are united with him.
所以我们的新生命是与在基督里的主的生命联合。
That new life is united with Christ.
所以你我每一天都是新是一天。
That's why every day we are renewed day by day.
只要你愿意在基督，
If you are in Christ,
我们必然会被神成就，拿到最大的福分。
God will accomplish what he wants to do in our life.
今天的信息等一下我们会讲到一个实际的一些例子。
In our message, I want to show you some real example.
因为别的宗教是没办法克服这些困难。
This is something the other religion cannot overcome.
只有在基督，
Only in Christ,
只有与主联合，
Only in the union with Christ,
不只是与他的死联合，
Not only unite with him in death,
我们愿意认罪悔改，
That we repent of our sins.
主耶稣死里复活，使得我们与他的活生联合起来。
This resurrection allows us to unite with him in this new life.
我们开始有新的生命。
And we can start a new life.
第二个重点在基督里。
Second point of in Christ.
我们会有新生的样式。
We will have a new life.
New person.
Yeah.
我们常说是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation.
这个不是一个好像改变的一个情况。
It's not a renovation
过程。
It's not a process.
实际上是一个突变。
Is a transformation.
当你在基督里的时候
，When you are in Christ，
已经变成一个新造的人。
You are being changed into a new creature.
因此
，Therefore，
这个新造的人，他必然是一日甚至一天变成更好的生命。
That's why that new creation will be renewed day by day.
所以第四节经文
，That's why in verse 4 it says，
我们一起念一下第四节。
Let's read verse 4 together.
来。
从创立世界以前，在基督里神拣了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，毫无有瑕疵。
我们把这个记在心中啊。
Let's memorize this precious verse.
在创立世界以前
，before the creation of earth of world，
你我都不存在
，before we are even existed，
对不对？我们还不认识神
，we don't even know him。
连世界都还没有存在
before the world was even existed，
可是我们的父神早就认识你跟我。
Even then our heavenly father knows you，
那时候就在基督里拣选了我们。
He said at that time in Christ he chosen us，
使得你我可以变成圣洁无有瑕疵。
Now why we become blameless in the sight of him，
这是新造的人最后圣洁无有瑕疵的一种形象。
This is what the new creation is going to look like in the end.
希望今天你把这第四节记在心中。
I hope you will memorize verse 4.
因为他拣选我们。
Because of his choosing.
是在基督里拣选。
He chose us in Christ.
因此在基督里我们可以讲有两个意思。
That's why there are two meanings in that.
跟主耶稣基督联合。
We are united with Christ.
有新造的样式。
We are a new person.
这样子的拣选，我们使得我们必然会圣洁。
This kind of
无有瑕疵
chosen allow us to become holy and blameless.
所以在基督里是这样的一个重要性。
That's why it is so important that to be in Christ.
第三个重点在基督里。
The third point of
this是一个分水岭。
It is a
dividing from the mountain peak. Okay. 然后我有一天晚上做了一个梦。
One time I have a dream.
我爬山爬得很高。
I was climbing a mountain.
那个山越来越高。
It was get higher and higher.
就最高的地方是一个非常窄狭的一条高点。
When I reached the peak, it's a narrow path.
我突然发现左边。
And realize on the left side.
如果我从那边走的话，是一个平坦的道路。
There's a great plan there.
可是右边下去的话
on the right,
是一个峭壁一样的滑下去。
It was a steep cliff.
在基督里
to be in Christ,
就好像在那个山脊上走路。
We to walk on that path.
如果你在基督里，就是在这个平坦的这一边。
If you are in Christ, you are in the plan.
如果你不在基督里，就是在另外一边。
If you are not in Christ, you are off on the cliff.
所以我想跟你们讲的就是说，这个福气。
I want to let you know that this blessing.
如果你在基督里就有。
If you are in Christ, you have it.
不在基督里就没有。
When you are not in Christ, you don't have it.
所以是一个分水岭的一个那么重要的一个界限。
It is like a dividing line.
别的宗教。
In other religion,
可能靠修炼修行
，it depends on a lot of hard work,
苦练
，a lot of discipline,
甚至于苦行
，a lot of hard discipline.
希望可以把自己修炼到跟这些罪都没有关系。
So that one day you can save yourself from sin.
可是我们基督徒就完全不一样。
But for Christian, it's not the same.
因为神在创世以前就拣选了。
Because God chosen us before the creation of the world.
他不是随便拣选。
He did not choose us randomly.
在基督里拣选。
But in Christ, He chosen you.
所以我们如果在基督里，就有一个福分。
If you are in Christ, you have that blessing.
那我们现在要思想一下，原来在基督里是这样的重要。
Now That's why in Christ is so very important.
那我们需要了解一下这些属灵的福气到底包括些什么福气。
So what are these spiritual blessings included?
首先第一点
The first point
我们可以看到在第四节
We can see in verse 4
拣选我们
He has chosen us
所以这个福气是白白得到的
So these blessings are given freely
神的拣选是神主权的拣选
God's choosing is because of his sovereignty
他是白白的给我们
He gave us freely
他是完全知道我们的需要怜悯我们给我们
He knows our condition and he has mercy on us
而且他是没有条件性
He's unconditional
让我们能够有机会可以回转他的面前
So that we can return to him
这点是对我们人来讲是很难了解的
This is something very difficult for us to understand
他为什么要拣选我们
Why are we chosen?
为什么我们会被他选上有些人没有选择
Why me? Why not other people?
这是神他极高的智慧
This is a depth of God's wisdom
也是神他主权的决定
This is also because of the sovereignty of God
如果我们再仔细看这句话的时候
If we look at this word clearly
他这个拣选不是说没有一个方向性
He's choosing us not without any direction
首先
First
在他面前成为圣洁
So that we can become holy in him
没有瑕疵
Become blameless
不是你我的看法
Not depend on what we think
也不是世上道德的标准
Or any standard of the moral standard of the world
在他面前
He said, in him,
在父神的面前
in front of the heavenly father,
表示在我们神的眼光之下
I mean, in the eyes of God,
他的条件
that's under his
他的准则
his standard,
他所定的规律
is something that he set up.
所以当他拣选我们的时候
that's when he chose us.
他心中已经要我们变成圣洁
in his heart,
无瑕疵
he want us to become blameless.
所以是一个主权的拣选
is a sovereignty of God that he chose us
拣选最后使得我们圣洁无有瑕
he chose us so to become holy and blameless
而且这句话是肯定的
and these are very definite
所以他已经全权预定我们必然会圣洁
so in the beginning he already decided he want us to be blameless and holy
所以你我有信心吗
are you faithful
刚刚第一句话你们说有信心
yes you say you are faithful
我们这是忠心的
we are faith
我们也是圣徒
And you are holy.
为什么一开始保罗称为圣徒呢
Why did Paul address you as holy people?
当时教会我相信没有一个觉得他已经是圣洁了
I'm sure nobody in the church at the time feel that they are holy.
可是是圣徒
Yet Paul addressed them as holy people.
如果你我愿意蛮有信心的来到神面前
If you come faithfully before God
就是在基督里
When you are in Christ,
就是圣徒
you are holy people,
必然会成为圣洁无有
and you will become blameless before him.
你我有信心吗
Do you,
有信心举个手好不好
believe that?
我想我们一定要得到这福气啊
you
因为尤其在新年这个时候如果还没有信主的
If you have not yet believed,
我希望你今天也可以思想这个问题
I want you to think about this message.
这一个像个分水岭一样的
Because this is a dividing line
在基督里就有
It's something that you have if you are in Christ
基督里就没有的
If you are not in Christ you are excluded
在基督里你就可以得到各样属灵的福分
In Christ you receive all kinds of spiritual blessing
不在基督里就是没有这机会
Without outside of Christ then not available
那你可能会说我可能没有被拣选
Maybe you said maybe I'm not chosen
因此我不知道怎么去信他
That's why I don't know how to believe.
等一下就可以看到，原来
you're going to find out.
当一个被拣选的人
when you are being chosen,
他听到神的道的时候
when you heard the message,
他听到，他听得懂
you understood,
他就会信
and you believe.
感谢神
we thank him.
所以在基督里
that's why in Christ.
如果要想知道这些福分的话
If you want to truly know this spiritual blessing
第一点是表示被拣选的一个福分
Because it's a blessing that has been given through being chosen by God
第二点是成为儿子的福分
Then become the children of God
第五跟第六。
That's in verse 5 and 6.
OK. 你看第五节，我们念一下第五节好吗？
Let's read verse 5 together.
来。
借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，
这边说得到儿子的名分
，to receive the title of a God's children，
得到，
得到，
呀，所以我们在基督里得到一个最大的福分。
That's why in Christ we receive one very great blessing.
我们好像被神称为儿子。
We have been proclaimed His children.
从这个角度看，也是一个突然改变的。
This is something that was sudden.
当你信神的时候
，When you believe，
你跟神的关系就马上改变。
Your relationship with God changed.
变成父神跟儿子的关系
，to become a father and son relationship.
这个的形容对我们你我来讲是很重要的。
This description is so important.
这是一个血缘的关系。
It is a blood relationship.
这就是跟主耶稣联合的时候是一种非常亲密的，甚至于是肢体交流的一种结合。
When you are in Christ, you unite with Him. There's a bodily connection.
所以当我们在基督里的时候
，So when we are in Christ,
得到一个福分是与神的关系改变。
You receive the blessing that your relationship with God is changed.
当我们这样改变了，另外一个部分就是说，神的产业，它的都是属于我们的。
When you let relation change, you receive all the inheritance of God.
因此，神也把圣灵当作印记摆在我们心中。
That's why the Holy Spirit will become a guarantee in our hearts.
当作一个凭据
，as a guarantee.
一直到最后，我们完全被赎。
Until the end, when we are completely redeemed.
当然
，of course，
既然我们成为父神的儿子
，we have become God's children。
我讲到儿子，好像没有把姊妹包在里面。
When I say a son, I also include the sisters。
因为当时
，because at that time，
继承父亲是儿子有的权利继承。
At that time, only son had the right to inherit。
所以当时用这个来形容讲给选民听的时候，是用这种角度来解释的。
That come from the tradition that the son inherits.
所以换句话说
，In other words，
如果属于神的儿女的话
，If you are children of God, the son and daughter of God，
我们跟父神关系就完全不一样。
Our relationship with God has been completely changed.
当我们在基督里的时候
，When you are in Christ，
我马上就有继承神所产业的权利。
By the way, you receive the right to receive the inheritance of God.
神的所有一切美好都归到我们身上。
Everything good that God has belongs to you.
所有他的创造物里面跟我们有好处的都归到我们的身上。
Every good thing in His creation can now belong to us.
可是也有些管教的事情。
However, they are also the discipline of God.
我们常常想的都是好东西。
We always often think of only good things.
其实管教是好东西。
Indeed, discipline of God.
感觉不太舒服。
We don't feel good about it.
因为神说他所爱的，他必然会管教。
Because God said, "Those He loves, He will discipline."
所以当我们在可以称为管教也是福分子。
So we can even address the discipline of God as a blessing.
使得我们可以真正的越来越爱主。
So that we can come to love Him more.
越来越像我们的主。
So we become more like Him.
不但如此，我们就看到越来越接近于圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So we can become more and more holy and blameless.
有人觉得管教是难受的事情。
And most people feel the discipline is a hard thing to bear.
但我们有时候真正忽略了神的教导。
Very often we neglect God's teaching.
神会跟我们说
，He will speak to us.
要让我们回转过来。
He wants us to turn around.
因此，管教的引导，我们应该感谢神。
That's when we receive the discipline of God, you want to be grateful.
因为父神爱我们，我们必然会得到神的教训。
Because those He loves, He will discipline.
那有时候，那不被神管教不是比较舒服吗
？Well, it is better not to be disciplined by God.
神确实是说，神所不爱的，他不会去管教他。
But God says those He doesn't love, He does not discipline.
他会审判他。
He judges them.
所以你想你喜欢审判还是喜欢管教？
You prefer judgment or you prefer?
当然最后我们是要变成更丰盛的生命。
In the end we want to receive that abundant life.
另外就是要讲到一个福分就是救赎。
Finally I want to mention another blessing, that is salvation.
我们有时候想为什么需要救赎？
Why do we need salvation?
救赎的意思就是说你要付出很大的代价。
Salvation is something you have to pay a high price for.
再赎回你的自由的生命。
Something you have to pay to redeem your freedom.
你觉得你有自由吗？
Are you free?
觉得有没有？
Are you free?
有吗？哈，
觉得。
对。你们觉得信主？我知道有人他觉得信主之前比较自由，信了主比较不自由。你们觉得是这样吗？
Some people they feel they are more at liberty before they believe.
另外觉得很清楚。嗯，现在蛮有自由的。
然后 UPA 要摸 liberty
啊，那今天我们再思想一下，主耶稣为什么要把他生命自愿的牺牲来拯救？
Let me think about why would Jesus willing to give up his life to redeem us
来赎回我
to redeem。
为什么别的宗教说好好的去做？
Why is all other religion just to do your best?
没办法达到这个标准。
You can never reach that standard.
我们今天如果不思想这个问题的话，
if we do not meditate on this idea,
我们可能还不会真正感觉到这个福气是怎么样的那么的重要。
You probably will not recognize how great are these blessings.
我们人在世上，
why we live in the world,
实际上是被我们的老我，
we live our own life,
被我们的私欲，
we are controlled by our appetite.
捆绑，
we are bound by it.
因此我们在里面自己是跳不出来。
We cannot set free ourselves.
那有人说我可以想办法真的希望把它做的对的方向去做。
Some people say I'm going to try to direct myself in the right direction.
问题就在这个地方。
But the problem is here.
我们心中当有私欲的时候，
when there is a selfish appetite,
你就算要想你自己要更新做好做对，
When you want to try to improve yourself,
你会发现当你做的时候，
Everything that you do,
你做的这个方向，
The reason you are doing it,
最后变成你的捆绑，
Will become your bondage.
比如说，
For example,
我现在愿意做一个好父亲，
I say I want to be a good father.
我好好的去按照神的教导去做。
I want to do what Bible teach.
当我这样做的时候，
as I was trying it,
我的私欲一定会跟很多别的事情在比较。
I will begin to compare myself with many things.
我可能会跟我自己的期望去比较。
Compare with my own expectations.
甚至会把我自己放上去的劳力来比较。
I'll put in my effort.
甚至我会看看出来的结果来比较。
I compare the result with my effort.
这是老我私欲里面必然的现象。
These are naturally happen in our old self.
所以你一个矛盾的现象。
And then there's a dilemma come.
只要心中有私欲，
every time there's a self desire,
或者你的自我 ego,
your own ego.
当你这两种在里面作祟的时候，
When the old ego is working within you,
你想要做好，
You want to do good,
你也会有一些捆绑的东西在里面。
It's always that bondage, that struggle.
有位牧师他讲，
A pastor once said,
他说在世上这些事情，
In the world, that thing that we run into,
比如说你要做个好父亲，
When you want to be a good father,
你要做个好母亲，
You want to be a good mom,
做好丈夫，
Good husband,
好太太，
you want a good wife.
这些因为有老我自我的关系，
because I own self within them,
你这样做最后被捆绑，
you are always bound under bondage.
所以这位牧师他说，
that's why the pastor said,
我发现
I discovered,
即使在教会里面服侍的时候，
when I try to serve in the church,
他也会有些问题的，
I run into so many problems,
他找出答案。
And realize, finally,
他在教会服侍的时候，
he said, when I serve in the church,
他会注意到他的事工做得好不好。
He always compare what I'm doing a good job.
做出来的事工，别人的意见批评是怎么样。
I look at other people's opinion and other people's judgment.
他突然发现，
Suddenly he realized.
当然，因为姊妹在批评他的事工做得不好的时候
，when somebody begins to criticize his work，
他会觉得非常失望。
He begins to experience despair，
因为他觉得他尽力在做了。
He said, "I try my best."
甚至于他在做的时候，他说：“为什么你都不了解我那么卖力的
？”I try so hard, why don't you understand?
所以当他这样想的时候，心中非常的，可以说是沮丧。
And there is a great frustration inside.
可当有不同的方面的批评来的时候
，When other criticism begin to come，
他都快崩溃了。
He is ready to collapse.
有一天他在祷告的时候
，One day when he was praying，
他突然发现神在跟他讲一句话。
He realized God was speaking to him.
你那么难受
，You are suffering.
你会想一想
，Think about it.
你到底是服侍神呢，还是服侍你自己？
Are you serving God or you are serving yourself?
如果是服侍神的话
，If you are serving God，
你会这样难受。
Are you? Why are you so frustrated?
是不是因为你在服侍你自己
？Maybe you might be serving yourself.
所以当一个批评来到时候
，That's why when criticism comes，
你受不了。
You cannot bear it.
他那天在神面前流泪。
That day he was weeping before God.
他说他原来服侍神，忠心的服侍。
You know, he said I read that why I faithfully serving God
那么多年
，all these years，
结果发现
，he discovered
隐隐约约之中
，in an subconsciously，
虽然他觉得是非常忠心的摆上的服侍
，he figured he was faithfully serving God，
他发现底子里面
，but under the bone，
他的自我还是在神的上面
，he was helping himself more，
所以他突然想到
，then he realized。
就是在做神的圣工的时候
，Even as you do the work of God，
你如果把你自己摆得比神高
，You put yourself higher than God himself，
你不是在服侍神
，You are not serving Him，
你在服侍自己
，You are serving yourself。
因此，当你有什么批评来到
，That's why when the criticism arrives，
失望受不了
，You were despair， you were disappointed，
甚至跟你期望不一样的时候
，When you cannot reach your own expectation，
你会沮丧、退缩，甚至于逃避。
You will begin to retreat and escape.
这些现象
，this kind of phenomenon，
都是因为我们把自己摆在神的上面。
Because we do put ourselves above God.
这位牧师后来成为一个很有名的牧师。
This pastor eventually become a very well known.
因为他经常的开始思想。
Because all the time he think about this.
那么多的福分摆在面前。
Yeah, so many blessings given to me.
像儿子的福分。
I am a son.
你可以跟神经常的交流，直接到神的面前。
I can come boldly before Him, God.
可是他有问题的时候
，Every time there's a problem,
他的老我摆在神的面前。
His old self come out.
他没有看见神。
He doesn't see God.
他看到自己。
He see himself.
他突然想到
，Then he realized
他没有在基督里。
He was not in Christ.
因为他没有跟神联合。
Because he is not united with God.
因为跟神联合是。跟他的死联合
，because if you are in union with God, you are in union with under His death.
表示说你心中的嫉妒
，that means all the envy of your heart.
里面的苦处
，all the bitterness in your
heart. 甚至于里面的失望
，all your despair.
或者别人的批评你想来 defend.
And all the criticism that you want to defend yourself with.
原来这些都是老我在做事。
All these are your ego at work.
没有跟主真的联合。
We are not united with God.
没有跟主的死联合。
We are not united with Him in His death.
虽然口头上我们与主联合。
Even verbally we say we are united in Him.
他发现他没有。
He discovered He has not.
因此他没办法跟主的活联合。
That's why he cannot live out that life that God has given.
因此他生命没办法丰盛起来。
That's why the life is not abundant.
永远是在死的里面晃。
He's always wandering among the dead.
你知道扫罗是一个很好的王。
Saul, you know, is actually a very good king.
他开始的时候长得又英俊又高。
He's a handsome and tall person.
是以色列当时被选出来，勉强选出来第一个王。
He was chosen as the first king of Israel.
善于打仗，善于管理。
He's a great warrior and good manager.
刚开始的时候也是爱神的人。
He's someone who loved God in the beginning.
可是他没有在神里面的死联合。
But he never experienced death in God, in with God.
当听到边上的妇女们一个评语
，When he heard a woman singing a criticism,
他说扫罗打死千千
，He said Saul had killed thousands.
他听得是很高兴的、啊、
He was happy when he heard.
可他听到说大卫杀死万万的时候，
and then he heard David killed tens of thousands，
他崩溃，
he collapsed，
当时情形已经不得了，
thousands is a lot，
可是当万万出现的时候，
but when the tens of thousands，
他完全崩溃，
he cannot bear it，
因为他把神摆在他的下面，
because he put God under him，
如果这个王是为了神来服侍神的话，
if the king is there to serve God，
把死千千归于神，荣耀归给神，
kill thousand glory to God，
比别的不好，你说神啊帮助我，
we are not enough but may God help me more，
所以这是一个例子，当我们在与主联合的时候，
you are in union with God，
因为与神的死联合，
you are united unto his death，
不但如此而且埋葬了，
even more you are buried with him，
你去慢慢读罗马书第八章的话，
if you read Romans chapter 8，
当我们信了主，
when we believe in him，
与主的死联合，
we are united with him in death，
并且埋葬，
and buried，
然后再与主的身联合，
and then we are united with him in body，
有新生的样式，
to become a new creation，
这就是神荣耀的恩典，像主耶稣死里复活一样的活出来，
that's God's glorious blessing manifest in Jesus Christ，
所以刚刚的例子我们希望大家心中写接上，
I want you to meditate on this example，
我们就算要好好去做，
even if we are trying very hard to do thatDo it.
如果不与主联合，
you are not united with him，
不与主的死联合的话，
you are not united with him in his death，
我们一定没办法做出来，
we can never live it up，
因为你会失望，会沮丧，崩溃，
because you're going to experience frustration, despair and collapse，
因为你不与神的死联合的话，
you are not united with him through death，
我们不是自由之中，
You are not in liberty.
你被老我捆绑住的。
You are still controlled by your ego.
你甚至被你自己的私欲捆绑的。
You are still controlled by your self appetite.
可能今天你没有感觉到。
You may not feel it today.
可是下一回一个更重大的批评轮到的时候。
When there's a greater criticism arrive.
或者另外一个比较出现的时候。
When there's another comparison come.
你总有一天会崩溃。
You one day you will collapse.
所以必须与主耶稣基督联合。
We must be united with Christ.
再想想我们自己的自我。
Let's think of our own ego.
其中在不自觉之中，
unconsciously，
我们需要大家的赞许。
We need other people's praise.
要大家的掌声。
We want their affirmation.
这是我们自我很奇妙的一种现象。
It's something that the ego needs.
因为你是在为自己在做。
Because we are doing it for ourselves.
你也常常会觉得我需要很多的关怀。
You also feel that I need a lot of comfort.
我所付出的我需要别人知道。
I want people to know how much I've given.
其实神都知道。
But God knows.
可是你比较在乎人。
But you care for what other people think.
你希望边上的人知道。
You want people to recognize.
你说神啊，你知道没有关系，可是我需要边上的人知道。
You say, God, I know you know, but I want other people to know too.
所以你觉得这样子的人是在基督里吗？
Are these person in Christ?
而且我们需要名，
We also want our name，
也需要有势力，
We also long for power，
也需要跟别人比来比去，
We also like to compare ourselves to others，
甚至于我们喜欢抓，
We want to grasp，
甚至于偷，
We don't even steal。
我讲到这里其实还有贪
even got the greedy，
哎呀，我讲到最后我就发现
the more I mention，
我们之所以没有拿到这属灵的福分，
the reason that we cannot receive that spiritual blessing，
因为没有在基督里，
because we are not in Christ，
记得那个分水岭吧，
because that dividing line，
我那天晚上做梦，我想到啊，原来神不是要我们去好好的操练，
When in my dream I realized God did not want us to struggle more, to discipline more.
他要我们在基督里。
He wants us to be in Christ.
当你跟神一联合，
if you are united with Christ,
跟他的身联合的时候，
if you united with him in life,
就活出来。
You will live out that new life.
你若靠自己去想改进，
you want to depend on yourself to improve.
杀死千千，
you might be able to kill thousands.
再去杀死万万，
or tens of thousands.
再一百万。
hundreds of thousands.
有一天发现有人还比你更厉害。
You will find someday someone do even more.
还是会更快。
You are still going to be faster.
最近股票市场你知道吗？
You know the stock market recently.
啊？哦，你也知道。
You know.
日光下没有新鲜事。
Hey, nothing new under the sun.
这是来来去去不知道多少遍。
They have been repeated so many times already.
可是，一批批的人会进去。
But every time there's a new group of people coming.
因为是自我作祟。
Because of the self-ego.
把我作祟。
The old self at work.
你想抓，你想骗，你想拿，甚至于贪。
We want to get it, we want to have it, and we want to steal.
有人说，哎呀，我早知道去年就年底就把他钱拿出来。
He said, if I had known, I would sell it last year.
已经涨了40%了。
It went up 40%.
可是还不够啊。
But that's not enough.
所以他们说，股票市场一个很奇妙的测验我们的人心的地方。
It's a stock market test something amazing about person.
你越赚越不肯卖。
The more you gain, the more unwilling you are going to sell.
股票越跌，你越不肯卖。
The more it drops, you are not afraid to buy.
所以永远就看这个图表，最后就知道结果是什么。
In the end, most people just watching the chart.
所以有人说，
That's what people say.
哎，我们今天思想，原来股票市场是为什么用的
？Now what is stock market used for?
是为了让公司有资金可以让它的公司的。
No stock market so that the company can have receive funds.
是一种方法。让大家资金可以让公司可以去成立公司，大家有工作也可以赚钱。
It's a way for some company to receive funds so the company can grow.
可是因为的人的贪心
，but because the greed of man.
股票市场的这个方式
，the working of the stock market.
变成大家来表现贪心的地方
，become a place where people manifest.
所以才变成股票市场变成一个赌博的地方。
That's why stock market becomes a gambling.
我觉得投资很好，我从来没有说投资。因为
investing is good，
因为原来的这个资本的这些筹资是为了大家投资用。
Because you invest to grow a company，
让你有新的想法，很容易拿到资金，可以发展出新的产品。
So a new idea can be fun to make it grow。
可是几不多时，突然变成大家在赌博的地方。
Before you know the place becomes gambling house。
所以有一句话。
That's why this is saying。
股票市场。
In the stock market,
是多数的钱赢。多 mass money wins.
The mass money wins.
And 多数的人输。
And mass people lose.
这是由股票市场以来是永远的定律。
This is an unchanging principle.
因为是建立在人的贪上。
Because of this on greed of man.
我讲到这里不是说在讲股票市场。
I'm not talking here about the stock market.
我们心中想要的东西
The thing that we long for in our heart
因为有老我在里面
Because of that old ego
永远是不够的
Is never enough
所以你要想改变
The more we try to change
你改的那个方向
The way we try to change
成为你的捆绑
Become our bond
你不改
We do not change
你那个就成为你的堕落的方式
Become also the way that we withdraw
所以罗马书第七章第七节说
That's why in the book of Romans verse chapter 7 it says
就是说若不说贪心
If I say I'm not greedy
不告诉你贪心
If I don't mention you not to be greedy
你就不知道什么叫做贪心
You will not know what is greedy
可是跟你说贪心了
Once I tell you greed
你里面的罪就发动
It provokes more your greed inside
就贪心
Then you become greedy
这是一个很好的例子。
This is a very good example.
当我们有老我在心中的时候
，When our old ego is working，
是一个非常矛盾的现象。
There's a very dilemma within us.
跟你孩子说不要贪心
，You tell your children don't be greedy，
因为他在贪心
，Because he's greedy，
因为每个人都有老我
，Because we hold our old ego。
你不讲他贪心
，You don't tell him he is greedy。
你跟他说不要贪心
，The more tell him not to do it，
害他又去贪心去。永远是捆绑。
We are always under that bondage.
所以为什么在基督里是这样子的重要
？That's why to be in Christ is so important.
要跟主联合。
We must be united with.
如果把这个只是头脑的知识
，If it's just a head knowledge for us，
说要这样这样这样的话
，You want to be in Christ and such，
这每一样都成为我们的捆绑。
Everything become a bondage.
唯一就是要看清楚。
We must come to recognize.
这是一个分水岭。
That is a dividing line.
在基督里就有这些属灵的福气。
In Christ, there is spiritual blessing.
你不在基督里就没有。
Outside Christ, there is nothing.
所以我希望大家要了解这一点。
I hope we can all understand that.
你觉得我们贪心容易整治吗？
Do you think it's easy to get rid of our greed?
记不记得亚伯拉罕？
Remember Abraham.
跟罗德。
And
Lot.
Lot.
Not.
当他们贫穷的时候
when they were both poor,
相安无事
they lived in peace.
一个侄儿，一个伯伯
a nephew and uncle.
可是等他们开始有钱了
when they began to accumulate their wealth,
牛羊多的时候
when the cattle grow,
哦，他们牧人就开始争吵
and their cattlemen began to argue.
人很矛盾
Is so contradictory.
贫穷时候觉得哇需要多一点。
When you are poor, you want to have more.
多一点福分。
To have more blessing.
可是如果不是属灵的福分的话。
If that blessing is not all spiritual.
多的财物。
The more you have.
是我们人没办法相容。
And cause conflict.
所以到底要财富呢还是不要呢
But so you want more wealth or not?
所以我们要属灵的福气。
We want.Spiritual blessing.
当你有了属灵的福气
With the spiritual blessing,
在基督里
In Christ,
我们就可以得到新的样式
We will become a new creation.
还可以真正的活出来
And we can live that new life.
好，最后一点
Finally,
假如我们在基督里
When we are in Christ,
这些属灵的福气
All these spiritual blessings
是神的应许
Is a promise from God.
我们来看一下十一节
It's for the verse 11.
我们在他里面得了基业
In him we have inheritance.
这个基业 not inheritance, is accomplished.
Yeah. Okay.
所以说我们在他里面他会帮我们完成事情
He will accomplish for us.
对，是他的旨意所预定的
It's according to his plan.
所以我们在基督里
Only if we are in Him,
他一定可以完成他给我们的东西。
He will accomplish what He set out to do.
所以你我先相信这一点，太重要。
This is something we must believe.
然后到十二节
，and then at verse 12,
在基督里怎么样
？Is it in Christ what?
有盼望。
We put our hope.
这个盼望表示我们还在成长过程中间。
While we are growing,
可是在基督里
，because we are in Christ,
记得。基督里的圣徒是忠心的，是不是？
Remember, people who are in Christ are those who are faithful.
蛮有信心的。
We have a lot of faith.
所以我们要相信十一节，摆在心中。
You must believe verse 11.
必然成就的。
He will accomplish.
我们要相信十二节。
We must believe verse 12.
当我们还在困难中的时候，有这个盼望的。
While we are struggling, we have our hope.
表示说以后神一定会成就的。
Because we know God will accomplish.
只要你我在基督
If only we are in Him.
下面一节
And then next verse.
十三节
Verse 13.
第十三节。好，我们一起念十三节很重要。来，
我们 Verse 13。
你们
既
听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了圣灵的圣灵的印记。
这句话就讲到一个在基督里，是怎么在基督里，中间的一个关键。
The verse tell you an important link of being in Christ.
真理的道就是福音。
The word of truth is the gospel.
你知道福音是什么？
So what is gospel?
想想看，很重要
哦。Very important.
福音，主耶按照圣经所说。
According to the Bible, gospel.
主耶稣为我们罪而死。
Gospel is Christ died for us.
并且埋葬。
And he was buried.
按照圣经所说。
According to the Bible.
他第三天复活。
And he was resurrected on the third day.
然后很多信徒都看到。
And I witnessed my many, many believers.
这就是真理的道。
That is the word of truth.
再思想一下啊。
Meditate on it.
这个道是在基督里的条件。
That message was given in Christ.
他没有跟我们说该怎么做。
He did not tell you what you ought to do.
我们如果信，他是为我们的罪而死。
If you believe that he died for your sins,
而且埋葬。
That he was buried.
完全死了。
That he was dead.
我们的罪之重。
That our sin died with it.
然后按照圣经所说。
And according to the Bible,
他第三天复活。
On the third day, he was resurrected.
这就是福音了。
That is the gospel.
表示说，按照圣经所说，他为我们带我们罪而死。
The gospel is that according to the Bible, he
埋葬了，完全
buried. He died.
然后按照圣经所说
，and according to the Bible,
为我们罪而活。
He lived for a neighbor.
所以这福音是讲圣经上已经完成的事情。
So the gospel is about what God has accomplished.
不是说我们该做什么。
Not what we ought to do.
下面说，只要我们信
，if only we believe，
信了基督
，believe in Christ，
就得到这应许的圣灵为印记。
You will receive the Holy Spirit as a seal.
这个印记就好像你买房子的 down payment.
That seal is like a down payment when you buy a house.
神说，这位是我的圣徒。
God said that this is my holy people.
他是在基督里的。
He is in Christ.
因此他会得到这些属灵的福音。
And he will receive these blessings.
这是福音。
That is gospel.
没有说你要该做什么事情。
God did not say what you ought to do.
因为当你在基督里的时候。
Because when you are in Christ.
圣灵到你心中。
You have the Holy Spirit within you.
可以慢慢的致死我们的罪性。
You will very gradually put to death our sin nature.
使得我们爱主，所以不会做罪行。
So that we may come to love God more than sin.
当我们在征战的时候
，as we struggle，
我们会知道啊，我在基督里。
You're going to realize you are in Christ.
我必须这些罪要放下。
I want to give up all these things.
在这个时候
，at the same time，
一起念十四节来。
Let's read verse 14。
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。只等到神之名被
信
出，他的荣耀得到
真
赞。
这是保罗一句话最后一节
哈。This is God's verse.
这个这边的这边的基业哈。
The inheritance.
啊，这就是 inheritance.
This is the inheritance.
刚刚前面那个不是，这里是真正意思说，所有神要给我们的东西，因为圣灵是我们的凭据。
Everything that God wants to give us because of the seal of the Holy Spirit
最后可以完完全全被神给赎回来。
All these will be redeemed by Him.
好，这最后再讲出来。
I want to conclude.
我们主要是在基督。
If only we are in Christ.
与我们的基督联合。
We are united with Him.
这个联合是一个不可分离的，是一种生命的衔接。
This union is inseparable and the link up of life.
比如说我们读经的时候
，as you read the scripture，
你不要觉得只是一个条文。
Don't read it as some sentence.
你把这个经文变成圣灵的引领
，let that word become the leading of the Holy Spirit.
帮你做决定事情的一个关键的所在。
Become a linchpin on your decisions.
在这个时候，他圣灵会致使我们的这些有瑕疵的罪行。
Then your Holy Spirit will put to death the sin nature within us.
而且以后的圣洁毫无瑕疵是保证的。
And to be holy and blameless is guaranteed.
神必定会成就他所应许的事。
He will accomplish what he promised.
所以今天我们讲到这里。
So we come to the conclusion today.
我们稍微再回味一下。
I want to remind you again.
神早就已经在基督里。赐给了我们。
In Christ, He has given us everything.
已经给了。
He has already given us
所有各样的属灵的福气。
All kind of spiritual blessings.
我们只要在基督里。
If we are in Christ,
我们可以得到他的拣选。
We have received His chosen.
我们得到儿子的名分。
We have received the title of sonship.
而且我们得到救赎。
Now we have received salvation.
因为这三个
all these three
我们跟他的关系改变了
we our relationship with him are changed
我们可以得到他的基业
we will receive that inheritance
我 们会得到他的引领的管教。
We will receive his leading of his discipline.
而且他最后是必然是成就他所有的事情。
And he will accomplish what he promised.
所以基督徒不是你去做什么。
That's why being a Christian is not what you're trying to do.
因为当你试着要去做什么时候，你是被你老我捆绑。
The more you try, the more you will be under bondage.
所以你要在心中里面跟神切磋以后，神自然的推动你去做。
In your heart, commune with God, how will motivate you?
所以，我们讲到这里，我希望每一位在2018年新年
，I want to wish all of you a new year of 2018.
我们都可以满满的得到这些属灵的福气。
And we can all fully receive that spiritual grace.
让我们一起都在切磋，在基督里。
As we all learn together.
与主耶稣基督的死联合。
And we will be united with him in death.
与他的生联合。
So that we can be united with him in life.
使得我们把里面的罪致死。
Now that we can put to death the sins within us.
使得我们所做的都是荣耀神。
Now everything we do, we will put for his glory.
再没有老我的捆绑。
So we will not be live under the bondage of our own ego.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray today.
我们在天上的父。
Our heavenly Father.
这时候我们知道你已经赐给我们各样属灵的福气。
We know you have given to us all kinds of spiritual blessings.
这属灵福气是在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们。
And that spiritual blessing was given in Christ.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们永远记得。
That we always remember.
让我们信心是满满的。
That our, we are faithful.
因为你称我们为圣徒。
That you call us your holy people.
这是基于我们的信心。
This is because we are faithful.
不是基于我们所做的。
Not because what we have done.
当满有信心的时候
，As we come faithfully to you,
我们自然与主耶稣基督联合。
We are put in union with Christ.
因为我们是在基督里。
Because we are in Him.
让我们学习与主耶稣基督的死联合。
Teach us to be united with Christ in death.
再没有把任何事情摆得比神更高。
Now we will put nothing above God.
让我们学习与主耶稣基督的生。
You can also live and unite with the life of Christ.
让我们能够活出主耶稣的生命。
So that we can live the life that Christ lived.
将一切荣耀都归给神。
We give you all the glory.
因为这是原是主耶稣基督，主父神在主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
Because that's what you plan in Christ for us.
求神祝福每位。
We pray that you bless everyone here.
和每一个家庭。
And every family.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.